Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week on our program, we tell all about the very popular American television series, Glee. And we play music from the show's many stars. But first, we answer a question about the strange American use of the number 86. We answer a question today from China about an American term. Ella wants to know what it means to 86 something. She says she heard the term in a movie. Most dictionaries say the term 86 comes from employees in the restaurant industry. It means the restaurant has sold out of something. This can happen with a really popular dish or a special of the day. Specials are foods not on the usual list of foods served. The head cook or chef of a restaurant will tell the head server that the kitchen is out of chicken soup, for example. That server might say to the rest of the employees, 86 the chicken soup. But if a customer then orders the chicken soup, a server will simply answer, "Sorry, we're out of the soup." It would not be considered respectful to say, "It's 86th." 86 has also been used in popular culture to mean dismiss or even kill. If someone has been fired from a job, they might say, "My boss 86'd me." Sometimes on television crime dramas, you might hear a police officer or a suspect say someone was 86'd, meaning killed. The Random House Historical Dictionary of Slang provides a possible explanation for the use of 86 in restaurants. The notation comes from a 1920s play called Burlesque. A waiter in the play tells a customer, "If you need any scotch or gin, sir, my number is 86. In other words, he is saying, "If you run out, call 86. The same dictionary also says another former definition of 86 was undesirable customer. It notes a 1946 book about the famous American actor Lionel Barrymore. Gene Fowler wrote that Barrymore was considered an 86 at one drinking establishment, or bar. He was not to be served because he visited the bar often and did not behave well.
Me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Glee is a new television series about high school students who like to sing. Music from the show has become extremely popular on CDs and on iTunes. Shirley Griffith has more.
Glee is about a high school singing group, also known as a glee club. It takes place at the fictional William McKinley High School in Lima, Ohio. Ryan Murphy, Brad Falchuk, and Ian Brennan created the show. They based it on their own high school glee club experiences. Mr. Murphy chooses all the music for the show. His goal is to include many kinds of music, from current pop songs to classic rock to show tunes from Broadway musicals. The stars of Glee sing their versions of these famous songs. Here, the members of the Glee Club sing Somebody to Love. The British rock group Queen recorded this song in the 1970s. Performed on Glee are released on iTunes before the show is broadcast. They are released through other digital outlets and mobile carriers a week later. More than 3 million copies of the songs have been downloaded, and 2 CDs have been released. The first one, Glee, The Music, Volume 1, was released in November. Matthew Morrison plays Will Schuster, the teacher who directs the Glee Club. Here is his version of Kanye West's rap song, Gold Digger.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Cutie the bomb met her at a beauty salon with the baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I can tell you rock, I can tell by your charm. For as girls, you got a flock. I can tell by your charm and your arm, but I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her?
No, we ain't seen her. She giving
money. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead.
Glee deals with the problems of high school students. The rest of the school does not respect the Glee Club. Sue Sylvester, the coach of the cheerleaders, plots to destroy it. Some members of the Glee Club are not popular because they are different from the rest of the students. But some members are football players and cheerleaders, the most popular kids at school. At first, they do not get along. Then they realize they all have something in common, their love of music. They decide to work together to compete against other high school glee clubs. Here, Lee Mitchell sings her version of Take a Bow by Rihanna.
How about a round of applause? Hey, standing ovation. Outside my house, trying to apologize. You're so ugly when you cry. Please just cut it out. And don't tell me you're sorry, 'cause you're not. Baby, when I know you're only sorry you got caught. But you put on quite a show. Going, now it's time to go. 'Cause
Ryan Murphy created Glee as a family show that both adults and children would like. He said each show has a main idea or theme. He chooses the songs to help move the story along. Critics have praised the talent of the young singers and the show's humor. One critic calls it the first television show in a long time that is just plain fun. Last month, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association nominated Glee for 4 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Comedy Series. The second CD of music from Glee was released last month. Here, Amber Riley sings, "And I Am Telling You I'm Not Going," from the Broadway musical Dreamgirls.
And I am telling you I'm not going. You're the best man I'll ever know. There's no way I can ever go. No, no, there's no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you. I'm not living without you. I don't wanna be free.
Fans of the show are called Gleeks. It is extremely popular on social networking websites, including Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, and YouTube. Glee is taking a 4-month break and will return in April. In the last show before the break, the group competed against 2 other high school Glee clubs and won the competition. We leave you with one of their winning songs, the Rolling Stones' You Can't Always Get What You Want.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes,
at the reception, a glass of wine in her hand. Oh, I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. I know you can't
always get what you want.
Oh, no, no, you can't
always get what you want.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Shelley Gullist and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? Send it to mosaic@voanews.com, and we may answer it on this show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
What you want.